So in Jewish law, we have a principle, Pikuach Nefesh is Doches Shabbos. The human life takes precedence over Shabbos. In other words, when it comes to the big three, someone puts a gun to your head and says not to worship Avodah Zarah, not to murder someone, not to commit illicit relations. So that's the exception to the rule. For the big three, we say we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But for the other 610, we say better to machal Shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmor Shabbos hazari. That's based on the pasuk we say in davening, pasuk in the Chumash, Shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. So from that pasuk, one of the sources, the Gemara Darshan says, we learn out the mitzvah, better to keep one Shabbos, and better to violate one Shabbos, so you can keep many more. If someone's dying, you have to go take them to the hospital, call the doctor. So there's a interesting discussion, the Gemara in Erevin and other Gemaras, about someone who doesn't know what day it is. They're lost in the Midbar, or who knows, they woke up spaced out. They don't know what day it is. So the question is, when do you keep Shabbos? Do you start keeping Shabbos like the first day? Or do I count 6 days and observe Shabbos on the seventh day? So that's a debate in the Gemara, whether Shabbos is the last day of the week or is Shabbos the first day of the week. What's the issue? The issue the Gemara tells us is, if you go from the creation of the world, so then you had 6 days, and then the seventh day, God rested. So it'd be the last day of the week. If we go by the creation of man, of Adam, so that happened on day six, Shabbos would be the first day. So do I start, if I don't know the calendar, the days of the week, so do I start counting Shabbos day one or day seven? So that's a debate in the Gemara. We paskin day seven. We count 6 days, and then we observe the seventh day as a Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon has an interesting proof. The pasuk we're working with, Shamu Yisrael Sa Shabbos. So it says, it is Os Hili Olam, it should be a sign La Olam for eternity, forever, but La Olam from the word Helam, forgetfulness. So we say, what happens, Os Hili Olam, let's say you don't know what day of the week it is, you don't know when Shabbos is, so what does it say? So the Gra learns this halacha in the pasuk we say in the Chumash, but we say in Friday night davening, that since it says olam from the word helam, forgetfulness, if you don't know when the days are, so you count 6 days, and then you keep Shabbos on the seventh day. It's a famous piece from the Vilna Gaon.